The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
This is your source for breaking news.
And what to make of it all.
This is the Mike Gallagher Show.
We've just learned that Joe Biden has been blatantly lying about his involvement in his son's corrupt business dealing.
A cash for influence scandal, and Joe Biden has never satisfactorily answered this.
This is the message sent to the rest of the world. The foreign policy of the United States can be bought like a sack of potatoes.
Now, from the relieffactor.com studios, here's Mike Gallagher.
People like to use the term October surprise. I think in 2020, we're way beyond one surprise. It's a week of surprises. It's a daily surprise. It's the president having COVID, getting hospitalized, and 5 minutes later, he's out on the campaign trail fully recovered. It's Joe Biden getting the president, the Commission on Presidential Debates, to cancel the debate tonight, which was ridiculous. And they were reportedly, according to an account I just saw this morning, they were giving Steve Scully, the would-be moderator, cover. They got him out of the line of fire because he was biased. He had had a bunch of anti-Trump stuff that he had posted that was associated with him, including an alleged tweet that he thought he was sending privately to the Mooch himself, Anthony Scaramucci. Claimed he was hacked. Yeah, sure, he was hacked, he said. I wonder how that FBI investigation on the hack is going. And then so tonight, ABC said, well, we'll fix Trump's wagon. We'll give Joe Biden his own town hall. Not so fast, said NBC. Now it's NBC dueling with ABC tonight. Biden will be on ABC for a town hall. President Trump will be on NBC for a town hall. And three guesses as to which broadcast will get higher ratings. The first two don't count. And then when the ratings come out, I could be wrong about this. Maybe people are really intrigued and really riveted by Joe Biden standing there. I'm sure he'll have his mask on, right? And I'm not trying to be sarcastic. He will stand there with the mask on. He gives interviews when he is not within 20 feet of anybody with a mask on. The CDC, the Surgeon General, all the experts say wear a mask if you come within 6 feet of people. That's the point, right? Well, Joe Biden doesn't come within 300 feet of people. They got him way away, standing there. That TV reporter in Cincinnati, that was one of the funniest things I've ever seen. There's Biden standing at one microphone, like one of those stand mics. The reporter, I swear to you, he had to be 30 feet away. And Biden's got his mask on. I don't think President Trump will wear a mask tonight at the NBC town hall. And that will be an amazing contrast. The numbers, the ratings, all of that. So that's part of the October series of surprises, right? And how about Facebook and Twitter blocking the New York Post expose on Hunter Biden's laptop, revealing, apparently, that Hunter Biden, as suspected, pursued riches with deals with China, used his relationship with his father, who was vice president, to enrich himself with a position with Burisma in Ukraine, while Biden was responsible for running for all dealings with Ukraine. It's incredible. It's incredible. A few minutes ago, the president appeared on Stuart Varney's show on Fox Business.
The media is not covering this at all, and social media is blocking coverage. How can you get the word out there? And you cannot be.
Joe Biden is a totally corrupt politician. He has been all his life.
Sorry, Mr.
He has been all his life, Stuart. He's a corrupt politician.
Can you be sure that it's not a setup?
Oh, I don't know what setup is. Look, they have the guy's laptop. Hey, Hunter was a disaster. Hunter didn't have a job. Hunter got thrown out of the military. You know why he got thrown out, okay? He was thrown out of the military, didn't have a job, didn't have anything. His father becomes VP, and then Hunter starts making millions and millions of dollars a year. And the father gets some of that, too, okay? You check him out. If he went through a Mueller investigation like I did, they would have found. How about me? I go through a Mueller investigation, $48 million, no collusion, no nothing. Put him through a Mueller investigation. They'd find, in day one, 24 hours, they'd find out. Look at the way he lives, Joe Biden.
That's the president moments ago on Fox Business. And, of course, as Miranda Devine points out over at the New York Post, if you had any doubt that the social media giants are corruptly partisan, well, here we are. Twitter and Facebook censoring the story about Hunter Biden's emails suggesting he took cash for to give access to his father, Joe Biden, the Democrat nominee for president. It is a bombshell by any stretch of the imagination that, as Stuart Varney pointed out, with Donald Trump on the line, the mainstream media doesn't want to cover. 19 days before the election, this is absolutely a game changer for many people. For many people. Joe Biden has repeatedly denied any knowledge of his son's business dealings. He has been lying, if you believe the reporting in the New York Post. A lot of people believe reporting. They believe the Washington Post. They believe the New York Times. They believe BuzzFeed. They believe all of this stuff. They believe Wiki. You see it? You believe it. Here's what the president said about the censorship, which to me has become a bigger story than the Joe Biden, Hunter Biden, Ukraine story in the first place.
It's out of control. And it's like a third arm, maybe a first arm, of the DNC. Twitter and Facebook, they're like, really, it's a massive campaign contribution. This is a third arm of the DNC, the radical left movement.
It's a big breaking news Thursday, October the 15th. I'm glad you're here in the ReliefFactor.com studios. My number for you to join us is 1-800-655-MIKE, 800-655-6453. Press 1 to come on air with us, 2 to leave a voicemail. Text us your comments at the MyPillow text line, which is also 800-655-6453. Also, some breaking news. Kamala Harris's communications director and a non-staff flight crew member have tested positive for the coronavirus. Therefore, Kamala Harris will have to cancel all of her planned travel for the rest of the week as a precautionary measure. Hope all of those people will be well and everybody stays safe, including Senator Harris. 800-655-MIKE, your voice, your call, your text, your perspective. Coming up on this breaking news Thursday and a month of October surprises. I'm glad we're in this together, fighting the good fight.
Like what you're hearing on the radio? Download the free Mike Gallagher Show podcast and take us with you 24/7. Go to MikeOnline.com. At least there's pretty lights.
All I can say about this Joe Biden email scam with Hunter is you're a lying, dog-faced pony soldier.
Mike, what Facebook and Twitter are doing right now to the American people is exactly the same as what the Chinese communists are doing to the people of Hong Kong.
I dare you to contradict him. I dare you to challenge that point of view. It's exactly the same thing. These are totalitarianists. These are people who are committed to rigging the election and preventing Americans from getting information that is relevant to the whole process. Right now, the expert witnesses have continued during day four of the Amy Coney Barrett confirmation hearings after they held everything up for a while because the Democrats are desperately trying to stop it from happening. It's going to happen. She's going to be confirmed. And the left is real angry about it. And I understand it. I really do. I think we all ought to appreciate the way they feel about Merrick Garland and Amy Coney Barrett. 2016, there was a Democrat president and a Republican Senate. Senate is allowed to advise and consent. They get to make that call. When there's a Republican president and a Republican Senate, they know that they've got the deck stacked in their favor legislatively. So, you know, it's tough for the Democrats. The timing of it with Ruth Bader Ginsburg's passing was terrible timing if you're a Democrat. If you are ready for a conservative majority Supreme Court after many years of a liberal majority Supreme Court, you know, guess what? You're not unhappy about it. Bob wants to weigh in and talk about what's happening with the Amy Coney Barrett hearings this week. Hi, Bob. Thanks for joining us.
Mike, thank you.
Sure.
Hey, you know, I just heard what you said about Merrick Garland. And again, first, let me say I'm a Republican. I'm a conservative. I listened to Ted Cruz, and he's like, yep, 200 years of precedent. But last time with Merrick Garland, instead of bringing that up, they're like, oh, no, we can't do it because it's an election year. If they had been honest and said the same thing then, I think we'd be in a much better position and people would not be looking at us and saying, you know, you guys are dirty, rotten, you know what.
Yeah, but they're going to call us dirty, rotten, you know what, no matter what. What do you think would have happened if Republicans said, oh, okay, let's just wait a while. We won't fill this seat until 2021. You think the Democrats would embrace Republicans?
Oh, no, I absolutely not. My point is, I think in 2016, we should have said, look, there's 200 years of precedent. It's a Democratic president versus a Republican Senate. This thing's just not going forward. Instead of using the excuse, oh, we need to wait because it's an election.
Right.
Year.
So what fascinates me as a Republican, as a Republican that you share that you are, why don't you point out the way the Democrats insisted it needed to happen in 2016? Why do you only point to one side? Why are you only bringing up the Republicans' alleged hypocrisy? Because it was literally, I didn't mean to interrupt you, but it's literally reversed and exactly the same with the Democrats, only on the opposite way. In 2016, they insisted it was absolutely legitimate and necessary and prudent that in an election year, the seat must be filled. And now they're saying it's not. Why don't you point that out? I'm just curious.
Well, because in 2016, we didn't understand. I didn't understand about this 200 years of precedent.
You keep saying 200 years of precedent. I don't know what you mean by that. You mean all the times that a president has nominated a Supreme Court justice in the final year of his presidency?
Yes.
Right. Okay. So it, yes. and that precedent includes the Supreme Court nominee always being confirmed when the parties were the same. They were always confirmed. So, okay. So, but Democrats insisted that precedent means that Merrick Garland should be nominated and confirmed in the final months of the Obama presidency. Now they're saying directly opposite. Why don't you point that out? In other words, why are you only wanting to point out what you call Republican hypocrisy? Why not the Democratic Party hypocrisy?
Oh, trust me, they're just as guilty, if not more so, of hypocrisy. Again, I'm just saying that I think if the Republicans had brought it out in 2016, look, we're in control, you're not going to get it.
Right.
Like we are now.
Yeah, I understand. I understand. But that ship has sailed, Bob. It's over, and Amy Coney Barrett's going to get confirmed.
Oh, thank God.
You got it. I got it. Thank you, Bob. I appreciate it. 800-655-MIKE. Steve, you're up. Hi, Steve.
Hi. I think what's going to go on Biden's channel tonight is there's going to be a technical difficulty on his mic, and then they're going to have to do an enclosed caption, you know, so you have to read it.
Well, they may have to translate because he's got the mask on. You won't be able to understand him. So
yeah, that's what I mean. Yeah. They'll make him chew gum or something to look like his mouth is moving.
Listen, we better hope there's no technical difficulties on NBC. You know, because wouldn't that be interesting? You talk about conspiracy theories. Oh, boy. I had dinner last night with some friends of mine and three different, very different kinds of people, different political views, different age groups. Every single one of them were MyPillow customers. I love seeing this so much. I get such a kick out of watching people that just go on and on about the joy of ordering the MyPillow, the pillow that never goes flat, stays cool during the night, throw it in the washer and the dryer as much as you want. You go to the MyPillow site right now and use the promo code MikeG. I'll save you hundreds of dollars on all your Christmas shopping. Pillows, the Giza Dream Sheets, the mattress topper. It's all there. MyPillow.com, promo code MikeG. The doggy beds as low as $19.99. The beach towels, the actual bath towels that work. MyPillow.com, promo code MikeG. MyPillow.com, promo code MikeG, or call 800-928-6034, 800-928-6034, promo code MikeG.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Promo code MikeG.
Right in Georgia.
Mike Gallagher Show.
This story is not conjecture. It is actually emails from Hunter Biden's laptop. And it actually shows a connection between Joe Biden, Hunter Biden, and a senior executive at Burisma.
Now we can see clearly that Biden is a corrupt politician who shouldn't even be allowed to run for the presidency.
In the ReliefFactor.com studios, here's Mike.
What a time, huh? Man, what we are living through and experiencing every single day. I just look in the mirror and say, can we ready for another day of this? Man, portions of our show are brought to you by Fellowship Home Loans. Call 800-510-MIKE or go to fellowshiphomeloans.com/MikeG. Fellowship Home Loans, welcome home. Here's ABC's tweet. ABC is tweeting, tonight, Democratic presidential nominee Joe Biden will face questions from real voters in the key battleground state of Pennsylvania. Watch the ABC 2020 town hall event, quote, the vice president and the people, unquote, tonight.
Donald Trump's a bad guy. I don't know anything about Hunter Biden and Burisma. I don't know. I don't know about Burisma. I don't know. I never talked to Hunter ever. We were on those plane rides together. We never talked about it. We talked about yoga. We talked about other things. We never talked about Burisma ever. Burisma? What is Burisma? Where am I? I'm Joe Biden. I'm running for Senate. That Mormon guy said something. That Mormon guy. I'm Joe Biden. I'm running for Senate. I'm so glad tonight to be in Florida.
You're in Pennsylvania, Mr. Vice President.
Oh, I'm in Pennsylvania.
Meanwhile, over on NBC, President Trump will be holding, I'm sure, a much more boisterous, lively, a compelling night. The ratings, we'll see what they do with what happens with the ratings. I don't trust anything. They'll rig that, too. Whole thing is rigged. Listen, Josh Hawley said it earlier. It was on Fox News last night. On Laura Ingraham's show, pointing out, Jack Dorsey, the head of Twitter, said, you know, this is not acceptable. And they were sort of apologizing, but they're doing it again today. They are censoring conservative speech. They are censoring a bona fide American newspaper's reporting on a laptop found that apparently belonged to Hunter Biden, showing Hunter Biden allegedly was corrupt as hell. Pardon my language. Joe Biden is corrupt as hell. And you think Trump's the problem? Here was Senator Hawley last night with Laura Ingraham.
Yeah, it's basically at this point, Laura, big tech versus democracy. I mean, that's what it is. These tech companies want to rig an election. They want to control what we read. They want to control journalists in this country. They want to control the news. And we just can't let them. And that's why I will be inviting and asking Facebook and Twitter to come testify under oath to my subcommittee in the United States Senate. The American people deserve answers. I've also asked the Federal Election Committee to open an investigation. You know, this is, looks like to me like an in-kind campaign contribution to the Biden campaign. I want to know what contacts did Twitter and Facebook and others have with the Biden campaign when they decided to start censoring this New York Post story on behalf of the Bidens. This thing just stinks. It reeks. And this is going to pull the lid off, I think, on just the corruption surrounding big tech.
Well, after his comments last night on Fox News, Senators Hawley, Ted Cruz, Lindsey Graham went to work today.
Breaking now on the Mike Gallagher Show.
Republican senators are calling on the heads of Twitter and Facebook to testify, and a subpoena is in the works. As critics are claiming, as I'm reporting from Fox News, critics are claiming that the social media giants have been censoring reporting critical of Democrats. You think? Critics are claiming that the Titanic went down after hitting that iceberg. Critics are claiming that the sun goes up in the morning and goes down at night. Critics are claiming that up is up and down is down. Yeah, that's what critics are claiming, all right. Whoa. This is a big story. Joey, you're on the Mike Gallagher Show, 22 before the hour in the ReliefFactor.com studios. Hi, Joey.
Mike?
Hey, how are you?
I'm doing fine. I've been listening to you for 8 years, the first time I was able to get through to you.
Oh, I'm glad you made it through.
Say, I think Josh Hawley is really the future of the party, and they should be broken up. And they should be brought to justice, and all these other guys, including the, you know, all the people that have been basically selling the country out of both political parties, should be brought up on charges and should be made to give restitution to we the taxpayer.
Well, I mean, what do you believe, Joey? That what does the Democrat Party represent to you in 2020?
It represents nothing. It represents what it was founded on: slavery, evil, and envy. Nothing more.
You know, there are people who say that this is the party of Marx. This is the party of Mao. Guess what? The whole promise is to burn down cities when you don't get your way, to silence speech you don't agree with, to stop a legitimate process like the confirmation process of Amy Coney Barrett. They don't get their way. They want to shut it all down. This week in New York, the police commissioner held a press conference announcing that all of the NYPD officers are going to have to be on standby alert beginning October 26th and beyond because the city of New York is anticipating riots before, during, and after the election, if the election doesn't go the way the left wants it to go. Unreal. I mean, this is the America that's at stake right now. This is what we're watching unfold before our very eyes. We're watching major American cities that are being run like Communist Party dictatorships, like China. What do you think China does when there's speech online that they don't want their citizens to see? How's Twitter any different? How's Facebook any different? Thankfully, there are so many platforms that are out there that are available, accessible. Portions of our show are brought to you by Trump Card. This is an amazing movie by Dinesh D'Souza. Whether it's the creeping socialism of Joe Biden or the overt socialism of Bernie, I've got my three homes, Sanders. The movie talks about what's unique about today's socialism, who's behind it, why it is so insidious. We all know that this is the most important election of our life. The stakes are high. Battle lines are stark. Well, this movie by Dinesh D'Souza explains why, as only he can do. Watch it today. Go to salemnow.com. Use the promo code MikeG to get 20% off. If you're looking for a DVD version of Trump Card, you can't find it apparently at Amazon. They're out of stock. But you can order it today, salemnow.com. Don't forget to use the promo code MikeG to get 20% off. Patrick, you're on the Mike Gallagher Show in the ReliefFactor.com studios. Hey, Patrick.
Hey, Mike. I tried to get hold of you since last week.
Well, I'm glad you made it. Welcome.
exactly what you're talking about, and it's finally starting to get out there. If you go online and Google Antifa.com, you Google it or you Twitter it, up pops the Biden-Harris campaign donation fund. So you tell me that Google, Twitter, and the Dems aren't all in debt together.
Do you know about the Kamala Harris-Biden campaign officials who are former Twitter executives and social media giant executives? Patrick, it's unreal. Now, Biden has stepped up his criticism of violent Antifa protests. But we all know from that awful day in Charlottesville when the president said there are good people on both sides of the statues debate. And that's what he was saying. And they turned it into he says there's good people who are white supremacists. Never said that. Never said that. One of the Democrat senators on the Senate Judiciary Committee asked the mother of two black children this week if she's a white supremacist. You know, she had her children behind her, Amy Coney Barrett. And it was fascinating to me how these kids were absorbing the process. And some of her children are little. She got seven kids. She's got two black children that she adopted. She and her husband adopted from Haiti. She's got a Down syndrome child. She's got a beautiful family. You talk about a rainbow family, that's Amy Coney Barrett. And they have the audacity to ask, I mean, Cory Spartacus Booker, I am Spartacus. Are you a white supremacist? I got to ask you, do you condemn white supremacy? Ask the mother of two black children. As somebody pointed out, she's got more black children than Cory Booker does. And of course, that's all it was about for him was race. And it was a little sad to me to know, because there are moments, and I'm the perennial optimist. There were some nice moments where they were laughing and they were joking with each other, and there was a little bit of, I thought, bipartisanship. They're polite. This is nothing like the Brett Kavanaugh debacle, and I'm thankful for that. But Senator Tom Tillis was talking to Amy Coney Barrett about her children attending the proceedings this week. And she gave a very, very heartfelt, personal answer to that issue.
You know, that my children were part of the reason not to do it.
Start from the beginning, guys, please. Sorry about that. Cut four. Here we go again. This is cut four.
I also think in our conversation, I said, you know, that my children were part of the reason not to do it, because, you know, my son Liam got very upset yesterday during the questioning, and so, you know, we had to call him in the car. He didn't stick it out to the end. You know, I was surprised he stuck it out as long as he did. But Liam got very upset at the questioning, and Senator Kennedy referenced some of the other things that have happened to the children in the process. And so I said to you before any of that happened that in many ways the children are the reason not to do it. But they're also the reason to do it, because if we are to protect our institutions and protect the freedoms and protect the rule of law, that's the basis for the society and the freedom that we all enjoy.
I can't help thinking about how this family's life has just been upended and how different it's going to be and how things are going to change for the Barrett family, for her husband, for her seven children. This is a carpool mom, you know? She drives a minivan. She's not going to be driving a minivan anymore. Going to be very different for her and for the country. And guess what? Elections have consequences. If there's a Democrat president elected, it seems there's going to be a court packing process. But even if there's not, a Democrat president, a Democrat held Senate, they can nominate and confirm anybody they want. Maybe Barack Obama on the Supreme Court. Hillary. Who else? Who knows? Who knows? All I know tonight, it's going to be must-see TV on NBC. If you've stayed away from NBC, might be a good night to watch, as the president and Joe Biden will have dueling town halls, all because the Commission on Presidential Debates is corrupt. And they, too, are trying to rig an election. And they tried to rip the debate away because they don't want Trump to have his night. He's going to have his night tonight on NBC. I'll bet you there'll be a whole bunch of people watching.
Want a great movie that will change your life? Go to SalemNow.com for some of the most compelling documentaries and movies available anywhere. SalemNow.com. And use the promo code MikeG to get a big discount. Can't see, but don't you know it's all?
Mike, as far as these hearings go with Barrett, you know, if the Democrats were in the same position, they wouldn't even have any hearings. They would have went ahead and confirmed her and put her on in.
Hey, Mike, this is Mike. I'm just wondering why nobody's talking about Kamala Harris, because I think she's worse than what Biden is. She'll want to take away our guns and do a lot of more mandatory stuff to the whole country. I think she's more dangerous than anybody else.
And most Americans believe that Joe Biden won't fulfill a full term as president of the United States. So we would be facing President Kamala Harris and looking at goodness knows what. Meanwhile, you know, I know we say sometimes there are big stories that the media won't cover. I don't know how they can ignore this. They have Twitter and Facebook have stepped in at this time pretty big way.
Breaking now on the Mike Gallagher Show.
Moments ago, the Senate Judiciary Committee Chairman Lindsey Graham announced that they will vote to subpoena Twitter CEO Jack Dorsey after the social media giant blocked a story about allegations of corruption surrounding Joe Biden. Lindsey Graham told reporters moments ago, "We are going to proceed Tuesday." Now, a little history here, just so you're aware of what's at stake and what's happening. Twitter blocked a New York Post story about emails that were allegedly discovered on a laptop that belonged to Joe Biden's son, Hunter. Among other things, the report alleges that he set up a meeting between Joe Biden and a senior official from the Ukrainian energy firm Burisma. After the story began circulating across social media, according to the Washington Examiner, Twitter and Facebook blocked others from posting the story. Twitter blocked posts that linked to the story and then even locked the New York Post out of its own account. Facebook reduced the distribution of the story and said that the story would be fact-checked by a third party. Twitter also suspended Trump's campaign Twitter feed after it posted a video calling Joe Biden a liar who's been ripping off the country for years, as it relates to the New York Post article. Twitter also blocked Judiciary Committee member Senator Ted Cruz from circulating the New York Post story. That's a bad move, Twitter, because Senator Cruz, a powerful Republican on the Senate Judiciary Committee, Senator Cruz said, "This is election interference, and we're 19 days out from an election. It has no precedent in the history of democracy." He said the Senate Judiciary Committee wants to know what the hell is going on. Official statement from Senator Ted Cruz. And, of course, we know what the hell is going on. Big tech is trying to impact this election, and they're interfering with this election, and it is a huge deal. And frankly, it's going to benefit Donald Trump. There's a lot of things this week that continue to suggest that if things are fair, President Trump wins easily. Republicans win easily. But it's not going to be fair, and we're seeing that. Josh Hawley tweeted this out 4 hours ago. Mark it down. October 14th, 2020, the day the most powerful monopolies in American history tried to hijack American democracy by censoring the news and controlling the expression of Americans. And then he hashtagged Big Tech versus America. It's quite a battle. It's quite something to observe. Who's going to win? Big tech or the American people? I like our chances. Thanks for joining us. Big breaking news day. Keep it right here all day long for news, opinion, passion. Watch the town hall tonight. We'll break it all down tomorrow. Thanks to Eric Pavlina, Derek, Joey, Doc, the team, Robert. Have a great day. Be safe and keep fighting the good fight. I'm Mike Gallagher. God bless America.